Ian Kennedy just joined us. He's going to come get settled in here on the couch. Going to talk about last night's game. He's had an eventful couple of weeks here, man, this guy. And it's been pretty impressive. I mean,
you could call him eventful.
Very eventful.
Very eventful couple of weeks.
So, Ian, yeah. Welcome to the set. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate the time. And first off, we got to get right to your day in Miami.
Congrats,
first of all,
man.
Congratulations, man. Brand new baby girl. Kind of take us through that day. That had to be just a whirlwind of emotions. You think you're going home. You're not going home. The weather there is crazy. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, it would. One thing that played in the factor is that it was a trade deadline day. My wife even played it like kind of along the same factors of, hey, do you just want to pitch tonight? Then you can come home and have 3 days with the baby because you're probably not going to make it. And seeing as the fourth baby, it's going to happen a little faster. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I can pitch with this on my mind. I just want to come home. I don't even know if I'm going to pitch tonight to be a Padre. I don't know what the – I wish I knew. And I want 4 o'clock to pass quick. And then, then sat on the airplane, looked at – if there wasn't a sign from God that I needed to stay. He just put out a – it looked like a hurricane was outside. It was lightning, thunder, the wind, the plane was moving. And I was like, okay, I think I'm supposed to be here. And then as soon as they gave the okay – I text my wife, should I stay? She said, if you can pitch tonight, stay. And then I called Balls. I called Darren, and he's like, hold on, let me talk to Murph. Called me back. I already had my backpack on. I was sitting at the front of the door, and he calls me back, all right, you can pitch. Can you do it? I was like, I know you probably can. Yeah, I can. I'm going to pitch tonight. I said, I'm going to go home tomorrow, right? And he goes, absolutely. So, got on my way and went to the stadium. Didn't have much time to think about pitching and probably why what happened so well.
Sometimes that can be an advantage.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, exactly. It could be an advantage. But by the end of that game, man, I was emotionally just drained. My body was so tired, and it was nice to be done with that day.
you were virtually in the operating room, though, right? I mean, you got to kind of be there with technology, FaceTime.
Yeah.
So you were there a little bit at least, which is really cool that you can kind of at
least
be there.
Yeah, blessed for FaceTime and stuff through Apple. But, just be able to do that. And
well, you really threw the baseball well, though, that night. I was impressed. I went, wow, that's good.
Yeah, early on, I was trying to establish – what I had that night, and then second and third hitter hit a home run, and I'm like, all right, if I'm going to be out here, I got to step it up. Got to pitch a little better than this.
Boy.
And then, I said to the writers, I said, what am I going to tell my daughter? Am I going to pitch well? I'm going to pitch good for her, and I started pitching well.
And you've got a history of pitching well on right around the births of your daughters, right?
Yeah, with Nora, I had my first and only complete game shutout. It was the next. It was Easter Sunday. She was born. I pitched on Monday. So it happened then. And Renee was born 2 days before I pitched. And I flew out the next morning to Texas. 6 innings, shutout baseball. 7th inning happened like that where the shutout was gone. I gave up 5 runs and probably about 6 pitches.
Ooh.
It was happened so quick.
Well, yeah, but my first thought, I can just visualize this, you know, in about 5 or 6 years. You're on the iPad, Baseball Reference. Okay, the day you were born, you can look it up, you know. And just show her the first, you know, 6 innings.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
show
her the 7th.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Don't show her that.
That'll work.
Yeah. So I think Sean Kelly's like, hey, what happened? They didn't have any relievers? It happened so quick, I couldn't.
They couldn't get anybody warm.
Gibby couldn't get anybody warm.
Really good stuff with Ian Kennedy.
Well, congratulations, on the win last night.
Thanks,
Great job.
That was a grind.
Kind of a crazy game. Yeah, you walked 6 guys. Obviously having trouble with your command.
No, he did not walk 6 guys.
Don't put this on him. He is not going to talk about the umpires. We're just going to talk about
I'll talk about the umpire if you want me to.
Let him leave, and we don't want to put him in an uncomfortable situation.
The heck with it.
All right, go for it, Randy.
I'm sorry, man. You know, being a starting pitcher and doing color, you're watching, you know, every single pitch last night. You know, I just knew your frustration.
Yeah.
You made some great quality pitches, and you know, give me a break. I mean,
yeah, thank you.
You know, and I've said this before. Ian, you pitched long enough where we had National League and American League umpires. If you remember that.
Yeah. Well, growing up, I watched that too.
Yeah, yeah. But all of a sudden now, when you limit that way, I was saying last night on the telecast, there's really a possibility a starting pitcher. If you made 35 starts this year, you might have 35 different umpires behind the plate.
Oh yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think I've had double yet.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. And like in the old days when we had the National League umpires, you might get the same guy back there four or five times, mm-hmm. In 35 starts. And they kind of get to know you. And they know your tendencies. They know where you like to pitch, where your zone is, And now all of a sudden with 35 different umpires, it's helter-skelter. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
It's true. You see a lot of different – there's a lot of young umpires now that are just completely – you've never seen before. You kind of get to know them a little bit, but next – you have a different crew out there every single time, and you may never throw to another umpire again.
Yeah, and I have to bring it up because I know
– No, that's fair.
Because that's it changes the way you pitch a baseball game. If the umpire's not going to give you a certain area, then you got to change your game plan if that was part of your game plan.
Yeah, part of it is like you're kind of pitching and you kind of figure it out as you go along the game. Hey, he's giving this. But the next time he doesn't give that to you, it's like, okay, where's the zone at? And where if it's up – okay, it's not down. It's not inside. Where's it at? And, you're trying to find it throughout the game, but go along with your game plan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
And how much data do you look at on umpires and their tendencies before you have a start? Because that's going to change. That doesn't change anything for you.
I don't look at all. I have a hard enough time just trying to get the hitters out by trying to figure out the
well. but also going back to that, when you have a new guy behind the plate every time, you can't have a book on every umpire, or the one you thought you might have, was on vacation, and this guy's in here from AAA going to call the game.
Yeah,
that's a little frustrating for me, being old school. And I thought you did a heck of a job, got yourself on a couple of jams, but you made pitches when you had to.
Yeah, thanks.
That's what the key is.
Yeah, so I was trying not to get with those big hits in those situations.
Yeah.
Luckily, some of those situations I didn't, so it was good.
Yeah. Well, they kind of helped you a little bit, too, and you get a little aggressive at the plate, which always helps.
Yeah, and then some of those, walks, I had a base open. Well, Brandon Phillips has proven that he's one of the better hitters in the National League. Well, best hitting second baseman, at least. I'm going to respect him. No disrespect to the next guy, but I'm going to respect him a little bit more. It's just trying to pitch smart. And if I already got him 2-0, I'm not going to give him a cookie to just hit something through the hole because he's smart enough. If you throw a fastball in the way, he's going to flip it through that hole. And I'm trying to give him respect, but also not give in.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And you do absolutely have to pitch to the situation. And kind of talking about that, I'm always curious, does your mindset or your approach ever change depending on the score? Now, if you've got a big lead, I'm guessing things are going to change a little bit. But if you get an early deficit or you've got a little bit of a lead, do you change at all in the way you attack hitters?
I would say yeah. A little bit, yes. Because if you do have a four-run lead and you have two guys on or you have a guy on, 2-0 count, it's a big situation, like last night, where I couldn't afford to give up a run. If you had a 4-run lead, you're like, let's see if this guy can get himself out. But I don't know if you were the same way, but I just – when you have one run, it's a little even tied or anything. It's kind of the same way. If you're losing, you don't want to give up as little amount of runs as possible. So I would say you might change a little bit, but you have a bigger lead, obviously you just go right after guys a little bit more.
Yeah, see how far you can hit it.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to play that game with myself, too, because, in the back of my mind, I know a 300 hitter is a great hitter. Fails 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
And throw, I go, here, good luck to you. I hope maybe this is one of those 7.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would play that game a little bit with certain hitters.
Yeah.
And most times, they'd hit it right at somebody.
Yeah.
You might hit it hard.
It's hard to hit.
I
know guys are throwing me outside fastballs, and I still can't hit it.
That's
only hit 130, so it's – yeah, it's about the same thing. That's how when I came to the National League, that's when I realized hitting is a lot harder than it looks. And if I throw a good fastball down in the way, more times than not, the really good ones hitting 300, and they're going to get themselves out 7 out of 10 times.
Yep.
No, that's a good approach. Colin Ray going to make his Major League debut tonight. What do you remember about your Major League debut? Are there vivid memories? Was it a blur? What is that for you in your mind?
I remember my first inning. I couldn't feel my legs. It was, you get out there, you can't feel your body. You're like you're. I remember I was fine until I caught. I always bring this up, but until I think Posada didn't catch me. Bellina threw it down to second. It was Cano, tossed it to Jeter, and tossed it to A-Rod. I was like,
oh my gosh,
I'm in a big league ball game. Okay. That's when the adrenaline went right up. I was fine before that, and then it was only 6 pitches. I was happy that first inning only went quick. First, I remember the big leagues, the ball, I mean, I don't know what it is, but the ball is hit so much harder. The game is so much quicker. And then when I throw it, like if I throw it a minor league game or something now, I realize it that the game is a lot slower in the minor leagues. And when you get to the big leagues, everything happens so fast. Like ground balls happen so fast. And, yeah, my big league debut, that's the first thing I noticed. Like, oh, man, these balls are getting hit real hard.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Six pitches, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
Really good stuff with Ian Kennedy. Ian, congratulations on the baby girl, first and foremost. Great win last night. Team really needed it. Great job. Appreciate your time, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Good to see you,
As buddy. Your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Our thanks to Ian Kennedy. More Padres Social Hour right after this.